Good morning and welcome to my kitchen. A man came to the door yesterday. He knocked on the door. I went and answered it and I let him into the house. I shook his hand and we came into the kitchen. I didn't give him a chance to say anything. I went over to the dishwasher and I said, "Thank goodness you've come. This dishwasher hasn't been able to work in the last 2 weeks. And these are the things that are wrong with it." And I had just finished saying the third thing that was wrong with the dishwasher. And he said, "I've come about the solar panels." Yes, yes, you heard me right. He came about the solar panels. At the same time, I was expecting a man to come about the dishwasher, but I didn't expect, I expected the dishwasher man to come first. So I greeted him and we both cracked up. We both cracked up. Then the dishwasher man arrived and the three of us had a very good laugh. It was a nice start to yesterday. But during the conversation I had with the solar energy man, I asked him, because he seemed to be a bit of an expert, I asked him, "By the way, does boiling a kettle to make tea, and I make a lot of cups of tea during the day, does that use a lot of energy?" And he said, "Oh yes, yes." And that's when I realized that I would be saving money if I boiled a single cup of water on the gas hob. And that's what I'm doing. So there won't be any more recordings of the kettle being boiled. I won't be recording any more boiling kettles in this house. I'll be recording the sound of boiling water in the small saucepan that I have in front of me right now. I'm waiting, of course, it takes longer. If I desperately need a cup of tea in the next 55 seconds, well, I'm gonna go to the kettle. But is there any reason why I need to have a cup of tea that quickly? I'd be more likely to need to have a glass of cold water. There we are. I've got a cup of tea. I can practice patience. Yeah, don't see why I can't do that in future. It can be a mindful meditation practice that I'm just starting off. Oh yeah. Definitely time to go back to the good old studio.